Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight I have a kind of an interesting study that just came out here from the Southern Methodist University, just as of September of 2020. And they say the key to happiness is friends or family. And they say, hey, you know what? You may actually be happier with just friends. There's less pressure. There's less responsibility. And if it doesn't work out, you can just walk away. But I also have some other things that I'm going to talk about. Let me start recording here so I don't forget that. The other thing I want to talk about is, so we've got the key to happiness, and then we've got the differences between male and female friendships. And of course, men tend to stay long friends longer, and they aren't quite as quick to break up a friendship, and they don't have certain limitations that women have on their relationships. And then if I have time, I want to talk about what happens if you don't have any friends and you're doing the alone thing. And there's a really interesting story that if I don't get to tonight, I'll do it in another video. But they start with the, from Science and News, the key to happiness, friends or family. The summary, think spending time with your kids and spouse is the key to your happiness. You may actually be happier getting together with your friends, a new study finds. Said SMU psychology professor Nathan Hudson. His research finds that people report higher levels of well-being while hanging with their friends than they do with their romantic partner or children. In fact, being around romantic partners predicted the least amount of happiness among these three groups, reveals a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. You know, I find this interesting that when you have three groups, your romantic partner, your kids, and friends. Friends is number one. And I guess it's the romantic partners is the least amount of happiness. Say it isn't so, how can this be? Well, we know why. Because a lot of times as a guy in a relationship, you're responsible for being the entertainer, picking where you're going to go to for dinner, making sure she's not bored, because when she's bored, she comes to you and says, I'm bored, let's do something. But when you're with your friends, it's usually in a social atmosphere. Very rarely are you and a buddy going to be sitting around chilling on the couch watching a movie, unless maybe you're playing Xbox or PlayStation if you're younger. I don't see too many 60-year-olds sitting there doing that. But I do remember when I was in the military and I'd end a shift, go to the local, there was a local pub, and I worked midnight shift. So we'd get off work around 7 or 8 a.m., and we'd go over to this local pub that was open in the morning, and it was a bunch of older gentlemen that would sit in there. They were all bachelors. I guess their wives had died or they were single. And they'd all sit in there, and one of the guys owned it, and they'd just have coffee and donuts, and they'd be shooting the breeze. We'd shoot some pool. We'd be drinking cold ones, because you could in New York at the time. And we'd come back another, I don't know, day or two later, and it'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Guys are still sitting there. There was maybe, I don't know, half a dozen, 10 of them. And they'd watch sports, boxing, and they'd just shoot the breeze. And they were always happy. There was never, I mean, if they had arguments, it was arguing over, like, who's the best running back in the history of the NFL kind of thing. But Walter Payton. But, you know, other than that, that's it was what it was. Hudson stressed, however, that the finding has more to do with the activity than the person it is shared with. That's because people tend to spend more of their time doing enjoyable activities with friends than they do with family members, who occasionally find themselves together doing unpleasant tasks like chores or caretaking duties. The other thing is, too, is when you're out with your guy friends, if you're giving each other a hard time, it's playful, it's fun, and if you're tired of seeing them or tired of hanging out with them, you go home. What happens when you're living with the person that you're tired of seeing? Out to the man cave, which is the garage to tinker on a motorcycle or a car, or off to Adventureland with a pair of headphones on your computer. Our study suggests that it doesn't have to do with the fundamental nature of kith versus kin relationships. When we statistically controlled for activities, the mere presence of children, romantic partners, and friends predicted similar levels of happiness. Thus, this paper provides an optimistic view of family and suggests that people genuinely enjoy their romantic partners and children. Right, so it's not necessarily who it's done with, it's what you're doing. Well, what do you do with when you're out with friends? You're not at your place doing dishes or mowing the lawn. You're not getting yelled at for putting your clothes on a pile on the floor instead of putting them in the hamper. And you know, why you didn't do something right. You're out having a good time. Well, if you're out having a good time with your spouse or your kids, then there's equal levels of happiness. However, and I forget the actual numbers, but it was an article or a study I read, I don't know, maybe a dozen videos ago, where they were talking about when women wanted to express happiness or a good occasion or something that was exciting for them, 68% of the time, they shared it with a friend or a female companion where they didn't share it with their men. And so, you know, other people are getting her best times and you are left usually with more of the parental. And I'll wrap it up with this. More than 400 study participants were asked to think back on times with their friends or family, identify the activity they shared, and rate whether those experiences left them feeling various emotions, such as happy, satisfied, with a sense of meaning. Each emotion was rated from 0, almost never, to 6, almost always. This information and other responses, how the study participated, do they actually say the results here? Okay, they don't actually say the numbers on that. Good reporting. And let's talk about friends, female friends versus male friendship and the key differences. And because there's some really interesting takeaways here that I think are important. But here's the good takeaway for you guys that are single and you say, I'm lonely, I need companionship, I am thinking it should be a long-term girlfriend, a wife, having kids, that you're missing out by not doing that. The fact is, if you make meaningful friendships, that you do things that you enjoy together, whether it's hiking or shooting pool or riding motorcycle, etc., you won't miss the relationship point. You won't miss the wife. You won't miss the kids. That you'll have equally as good a time. The difference is that at the end of the day, when you come home, this is what you come home to when you're single. Crickets. Nothing. It's just you. And if you're not okay with being alone, this is where it's hard for a lot of people. If you're like me, this is your favorite part of the day, where there's nothing. So let's talk about male friendships versus female friendships, because there's some importances here, and it'll tell you why men tend to do better with other men versus women with other women. Most friendships typically form for the same reasons: shared interests, support, and companionship. However, the type of relationship appears to differ between men and women. Men, unlike women, tend to prefer more activity-based friendships, while women tend to prefer more friendship relationships. Although the dynamics of male-male friendships and female-female friendships are more similar than they are different, there remains a difference in how the genders view and engage friendships. While one is more casual, male friendships, the other is more intimate and personal, female friendships. Now, let's go back to the other study we just talked about. It matters, the friendship versus relationship mattered on what you were doing and the activity. Well, what happens with men's relationships? They do more activities together. They do things that are fun to do together. What do women do? They get together and talk. And as most men know, you cannot see a guy friend of yours for a year. And you'll be like, hey, man, what's going on? How's everything going? Good, good, good. How's work? Same old, same old. How's this and that? Good. Everything's great, man. Cool. Same with you? Yeah. Awesome. There you go. We just covered a year. Women can go a week without talking to another woman. If they're best friends, they can talk for 4 hours and never get caught up on even the last week. And that's not criticism. That's just how women, they share that. Where men, we just don't care. It's just like, you good? Yeah, I'm good. All right, let's go do something fun. They say, not surprisingly, female friendships tend to be more dependent on face-to-face contact, are more emotional, including the sharing of thoughts and feelings, and include more support. Friendships between males tend to be more side-to-side rather than face-to-face. Guys tend to value relationships that include shared activities, are less intimate, meaning you're not sharing feelings as much, and less transactional. And that's an important one. You know, when guys are friends, it's not transactional. It's not, I'm your friend if you do this and I do this and we have to have some equal value. Guys can just be friends being friends and hanging out with each other. Women tend to be more transactional, and they're also more transactional in relationships. I mean, it's kind of a well-known thing that very rarely are men-women friends, and there isn't an ask usually from the woman for help, advice, you know, your thoughts on something. Where men, I've never had a friend call me and say, hey man, this is what's going on at work. Let me get your opinion on this. Never happened. I've not heard from some friends in 2 years, and they don't just say, hey, let me get your opinion, or what are your thoughts, or hey, just checking in. That's a woman thing. Guys don't do that. We don't need to. They continue on. There are also gender differences in the manner in which males and females form and sustain relationships. Another key difference between men and women include the frequency of contact, investment in the relationship, types of personal challenges, issues discussed during the friendship. Unlike women, men often do not feel the need to discuss all the changes in their lives with a friend or need to stay in touch. Interestingly, men can go extended periods of time, months or even years, without having contact with a friend, yet still consider the other person a close friend. In contrast, if a woman does not have regular contact with an individual she views as a close friend, then she is more likely to assume they have grown apart, is no longer interested in their friendship, and assume the friendship is over. It's because it's transactional. You see, guys can be friends, and like, I have a buddy of mine, his name's Ed. He's in California. I haven't seen him in a decade. Every once in a while, we still message back and forth. He's married. He's got 3 kids, all girls. I feel sorry for him, but he's happy. He's a law enforcement, and he does well. He's doing well. We'll check in. How's good? Life good? Kids good? Wife good? Everything good? Everything's great? Awesome, man. How about you? Doing this? Doing that? Awesome. But I know if something happened to me and I was in California and I called him, I know he'd help me out in whatever way. And we haven't hung out in a decade. There are women I've been dating, currently dating, that if I had a problem, I don't know if I could count on them. Not all of them, but a few. And again, with women being more transactional, if they're not getting an immediate benefit out of the relationship, a lot of times they just let it go. They move on because they want more, as they say, intimate, like close relationships. And so they will kind of lose contact with that friend and pick up with new friends. Guys don't tend to do that as much. Although male friendships tend to lack intimacy, and when they say intimacy in this case, they're meaning like emotional closeness, which, guys, that's just not how we're built. So I'm going to change the word intimacy. It sounds creepy. Although male friendships tend to lack closeness, they are less fragile than female friendships. Men are more likely to bond by engaging in shared activities such as sports, while women tend to bond through disclosing of secrets, talking, and spending time together. Disclosing of secrets. Why is that no surprise? It should be noted, men tend to make friends easier as they do not question the motives of the other person or feel the same pressures to disclose personal information to maintain the friendship as women. While men may not share their innermost feelings with their close male friends, studies have shown they are more apt to share these feelings with a wife, girlfriend, sister, or other platonic female friends. Right, because guys were just not good at opening up emotionally. I've never had a guy friend cry on my shoulder over a breakup. Now, have I seen him really like out of it and really upset? Yeah, but usually it becomes a pep talk. It becomes usually putting down the woman and that she didn't deserve the guy. I mean, I think we all do that. And then it's getting the guy out to, you know, a spicy club where women happen to take off their tops, or going out and grabbing a couple of cold ones, watching some sports, just getting out of the house, get him moving again, getting him realizing that he shouldn't shut down in his house. Women are not the same, that they are much more with, as they say here, they have a better support structure. So when they have a problem, they can talk about those emotions with other women, but it's transactional. When there's no more benefit to be gained by one or the other, it's over. And then they kind of give a recap here. But yeah, let me read some of these recaps because they're interesting. Male-to-male friendships are side-to-side, fostered and maintained through shared activity. Women are more face-to-face, fostered and maintained through closeness, communication, and support. Guy-to-guy friendships are less Guy-to-guy friendships are less fragile. We already talked about that. Men are more likely to remain friends after an argument or a fight, where women are not. Interesting. So guys can have it out. I've even seen guys come to landing blows with each other out in a parking lot. I've even seen strangers, guys that don't know each other, get over something. They have a dust up in the parking lot. They pick themselves up when they've both kind of gotten out of their system. And not in all cases, Sometimes they walk away from each other calling each other names. But in a lot of times, once they've established respect for each other, i.e., okay, one of us is going to get hurt if we keep doing this, or neither one of us is winning, or we look like idiots. Usually, if it's a pretty close contest, the guys go back in and they'll buy each other a cold one, or they'll at least begrudgingly drop it, and it's over. The funny thing is, if that other dude at some point, and I've seen this happen firsthand, I know people that this has happened to, the other time, then when the one of the guys that was in the fight gets in a bit of trouble or gets in an argument, I've seen the other person he was fighting with walk up and defend the guy he was just fighting with. Maybe not that night, but in other situations. Because they'll stand up for him. Look, he's a good dude. Don't mess with him, man. He's a tough guy. Don't want to mess with him. That's how men are wired. Men will look out for other guys like that. And it's not a protective thing. It's just, hey, we have an agreement. It's over with. Let's move on. Women, they break it off after an argument. Men are more likely to use humor to taunt a friend while viewing this as innocent fun. That's like that's a dude bro rule. That's a guy rule. Yeah, if you make fun of your friends, you're having a good time about it, you're going to pick on each other constantly. It's keeping your wits sharp, and it's also a way that we kind of, it's how a guy shows love to another guy. It's like, I like this dude. Like, we can be real. I'm going to give him a hard time. We have a laugh about it. He gets me back just as good. And we have a good time. You try that with a woman, and it's like, it's go time. Like, it's argument time. Women are more likely to refrain from taunting and humor out of fear it may hurt their other's feelings. Men tend to hang out more in a group. The more, the merrier, while women typically prefer to go out with one good friend. And I was going to cover how living alone will transform men, but I'll do that in another video because I'm getting a little bit long on this one. But here's the thing, guys. That if you are feeling a little bit ostracized, if you're feeling like you're on the outside, that you don't have good companionship, you want to have a little bit more interaction, you want to feel needed and wanted and important, go out and make some friends. Go out to the gym and just, you know, don't force it. Don't force it. But if someone happens to strike up a conversation with you, keep it going a little bit. Maybe ask somebody that's got a little bit more muscle mass or whatever, just say, hey, can I ask you a question? Do you do high rep, you know, low weight? Do you do heavy weights with low reps? Do you do, you know, 3-set max? What is it that you're doing to get yourself in the shape? Because I'd like to learn a little bit, and you look like you know what you're doing. You've complimented him. And then at the same token, if he's a genuinely nice guy, and you're not a weirdo, he'll engage with you a little bit. And maybe you get to know each other. I've made friends that way. Or if you're out at a pool hall and you're watching someone shoot, just strike up a conversation. How long have you been shooting for? Man, you really look like you know what you're doing. But the thing is, even if this doesn't work the first time for you, don't end it there. Even if they look at you and go, wow, are you a weirdo? Get away from me. That's okay. That's okay. That's happened. Hey, it happens to all of us, because sometimes it gives a weird vibe when you try to talk to somebody. The thing is, keep at it, keep practicing with it, get into a groove, and you'll become more socially acceptable. When you get very good at this, you can walk into a bar, a club, a pub, a pool hall, a bowling at whatever your hobby is, and just walk up to people and just strike up a conversation, make a joke, whatever. And if you're relaxed and casual and they can tell you don't care about the outcome of the conversation, they don't either. And it's amazing how quickly you can start having conversations and making friends. It's very difficult at first until you've practiced it. Once you've practiced it and you get comfortable with it, it becomes easier and easier and easier. I know if I really wanted to, if I moved out to, I don't know, Montana or Colorado or Wyoming or, you know, because I want to go out west, or even Alaska. I know within getting there, within a week to 2 weeks, maybe a month, I can probably have 3 to 4 friends casual that I can strike up conversations with, we'll meet out and do something. You just have to give an IDGAF, I don't give an F attitude. And when you do that, people will like that about you, because it's a pressureless situation. So give that a try, guys. I hope this helps. I hope if you're feeling a little bit on the outside and you're needing a little bit of companionship, I hope this helps you. Get out there and practice. It won't hurt you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com and check out my old videos. That's a great way to do it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, Friendship is not hard. And guess what? The good news is you can be just as happy or happier just having a good group of friends rather than being married and having kids.